This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Kavita Mirawala, a board-certified dermatologist and paid spokesperson for Aclaris Therapeutics and Escada. Dr. Mirawala, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me on.
And certainly our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So for starters, Dr. Mirawala, what are seborrheic keratosis, or SKs, and how do people get them?
Sure. So seborrheic keratosis, our little acronym that we use for it is called SKs, and they are a function of time. It's actually one of the most common skin conditions that people present with, especially in the outpatient setting. They appear like brown or even black, warty growths. Because they do change color over time and they have irregular borders, one of the common concerns is that it's a skin cancer. The good part is that it's not, but it's incredibly common. I would say that it typically happens in areas that are visible, so like on the back, on the face, the neck. And for that reason, a lot of people find them to be, you know, a little bit displeasing cosmetically, to put it mildly. And they often look for treatment because if you have them, they feel self-conscious about it, like, oh, what are these things growing on me? Or they associate it with things that their parents had, like, oh, yeah, I remember that my grandmother or my mother was covered in these or my father was covered in these. And so people want some way to get rid of them.
And a fine explanation there. Thanks for those details. So what is Escada 40% hydrogen peroxide topical solution and how is it used?
Sure. So Escada is a the best way to think about it is it's almost like a felt tip pen that has a specialized solution in it that helps dissolve those unsightly age spots. The nice thing about it is that you know that it's a chemical people are usually familiar with. So hydrogen peroxide, we all know. It's not the same as the stuff that comes in the brown bottle at your local pharmacy. It is specially formulated so that it's stable. But because it's hydrogen peroxide, it does make that familiar kind of bubbling white when you paint it on an individual seborrheic keratosis that's done in the physician office. The sticks, in my experience, you have a stick of liquid. We paint it on each individual spot. And while it is technically approved to treat 7 to 8 lesions at once, we find in our office that we can do many more than that. Here's the differentiating factor, right? Because people are going to say, well, why would I use this thing? I've gone to my dermatologist and they freeze them off. Well, typically when we freeze them, we use a liquid called liquid nitrogen. And man, does that thing burn. It really, really stings. And then sometimes those age spots get blistered and then they scab. So I think of Escada as sort of, you know, the ladylike or gentleman's way of getting rid of the signs of time. And you paint it on, you go home. There's maybe a little bit of stinging, burning, not really bad at all. You go about your business, and within 3 weeks, it dissolves away. So it's a really elegant way to tackle Mother Nature.
Dr. Mirawala, what other treatments are available to address SKs?
So in the past, what doctors have done is if you've got a really big one, they try to numb it up, and they remove it with a blade or some kind of device to kind of biopsy it away, but you are left with a scar. Another way, as I spoke about earlier, is using liquid nitrogen. It basically freezes the cells to a point that's so cold that they die off and then they slough. And then some people scrape them with a special tool and try to get rid of them that way. And if all of that sounds pretty barbaric, the truth is that it's not exactly a finesse kind of technique that makes them go away. And a lot of times those lesions do recur. So the nice thing about this is that it's a pretty, about Escada, I should say, is it's a pretty manageable way to treat them. And it's also accessible. I mean, patients don't have to worry about all this social downtime when they're getting their spots frozen or treated as they do with other modalities. So for my patients, they really like it because you can do ones that are on the hairline or even in the scalp. It's not going to bleach your hair. It's not going to make it so that you can't attend parties. In my practice on Long Island, we've even been able to do it on patients who are tan, which you can't always do other procedures on them when they are tan. And so it kind of is like that nice solution to a problem that's so common that instead of telling patients, oh, you know what, it's just age, don't worry about it, don't do anything, now I can reliably say, oh, well, there's this new thing out and it works.
And that's what it's all about today. We're speaking with Dr. Kavita Mariwala, a board-certified dermatologist and a paid spokesperson for Aclaris Therapeutics and Escada here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Mariwala, what did the clinical studies of Escada 40% hydrogen peroxide topical solution show, and what are the benefits and potential side effects?
Sure. So it is FDA approved, and it was based on two pivotal phase 3 trials, and it did show that Escada was more effective than just the vehicle, meaning just a plain solution, in making sure those raised seborrheic keratosis cleared. Almost all of the patients received two treatments. One was at the initiation day, and then a second one was 3 weeks later at day 22. About 18% of patients, or you know, close to 20%, had clearance of 3 out of 4 of their raised SKs, and you know, compared to 0% with vehicle. And then they looked at the results about 106 days after the initial treatment. So, you know, 3.5 months later, these things were still clear. And then in terms of skin reactions, patients had some mild to moderate skin reactions. Usually it was like a little bit of itching or stinging, some redness and scaling. In my clinical experience personally, I find that that redness goes away in about an hour and that stinging is gone in about 10 minutes.
Tell us, if you would, why is this new treatment important for your patients?
Sure. You know, seborrheic keratosis, I understand that it's a function of age, but it affects about 25% of the U.S. population. That's a lot of people. And when people have it, they tell me that they feel like it makes them look old or unhealthy. So when they're gone, they feel younger, they feel prettier, they feel like they're more confident about being able to go to the workplace and interact with people because they don't feel self-conscious that there are these brown, scaly spots on them.
Well, I'm more than pleased to have had you with us today to introduce Escada and Aclaris Therapeutics and what you're doing in the space and tackling SKs. Awesome, awesome product. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the key thing is that if you have a spot that's new or changing, you're always going to go to a board-certified dermatologist who can appropriately diagnose it because you don't want to be using treatments on things that are not age spots. But that once you know that it is an age spot, know that there is a really elegant way to treat them that's out now and easily accessible through your physician's office.
Awesome information here today, Dr. Mariwala, and again, thanks so much for your time. Where can listeners get further details on Escada online and as well get further information on your practice?
For patient information, you can visit www.escada.com. That's E-S-K-A-T-A. And then I'm available online also at Mariwala, M-A-R-I-W-A-L-L-A, dermatology.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Dr. Mariwala, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Kavita Mariwala, a board-certified dermatologist and a paid spokesperson for Aclaris Therapeutics and Escada. And for further details, visit escada.com. And for more information on Dr. Mariwala, visit mariwaladermatology.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.